Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the element of mud. When I was a child, I used to spend hours playing in the spring mud. I especially enjoyed the mud that formed along the side of the country road where I lived. After a rain, little streams of water would rush down along the edge of the road, and using a stout stick, I would scrape the mud into channels to guide and collect the rivulets of water. With my hands, I would form ridges and mounds of mud, towns and castles overlooking the channels. I also created pillars of mud on opposite sides of the channels, and then laid sticks across them to make bridges. I was the young creatrix, making my own little world out of mud. I didn't know it then, but by playing in the mud like this, I was acting out a timeless creation story, for in many traditions the world was made from mud. There is a Native American story from the Lenape peoples that tells of the significance of mud. Before the beginning of the world, the earth was covered with a great deep ocean, and there was no dry land. The animals were unhappy about this, and so they gathered in council to see what could be done about it. Duck spoke first, saying, "I would like to have a place to build a nest." Bullfrog said, "I want land to hop around on." Muskrat added, "I would like a muddy bank to build a lodge." Then Turtle said, "Well, why don't we all swim down to the bottom of the ocean and bring up some mud so we can create dry land?" Everyone thought this was a good idea, and they said, "Turtle, you go first." So Turtle dived down into the ocean, but could not reach the mud on the bottom. Duck dived down also, but had no luck either. Frog tried with a high leaping dive, but also failed to bring up any mud. Then Muskrat dived deep and finally brought up some mud. The other animals scraped the mud from Muskrat's paws and spread it on Turtle's back, and a little island began to develop out of the mud. This became Turtle Island, and this island of mud grew wider and wider until it became the earth upon which we live today. Not only did our earth come from mud, but also all the creatures that live upon the earth. In pre-biblical mythology, for example, the Earth Mother created a substance called Adama, meaning red mud. She mixed clay with her menstrual blood and shaped it into living human beings. Much later, the Hebrews borrowed the term Adama to name the first man, Adam, in the biblical creation story. Mud is a mystical substance made by combining the two feminine elements, earth and water. In folklore, mud is the universal medium for the emergence of all matter. Thus, the wet, soft earth contains the potential for all fertility and growth. The word mud, after all, is cognate with the ancient Indo-European word mudda, which means mother. In Vedic tradition, mud is the source, the mother, of all life, both mundane and sacred. Out of the thick, black mud arises the lotus flower, upon which goddesses and gods placed their feet and made themselves present in this time and in this world. Mud grounds this moment in the reality of the here and now. When I go canoeing in marshy waters, I sometimes poke my paddle into the muck of the shallows to smell the earthy, putrid aroma that bubbles up from the mud. But I appreciate this organic fragrance as the scent of fomentation and generation, a rich brew of mud out of which, at the beginning of time, life emerged. I'll reach down into the muck and scoop up a handful of this mud, this sacred substance, and smear it on my hands as a sort of self-blessing to empower myself to be creative in my own endeavors. I find this honoring of mud gives new appreciation to the term mud season, the season of spring and of new beginnings. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.